Schools are being shut down in Hong Kong. The government there called it a precautionary move as protests have escalated. Today, China's President Xi Jinping accused the pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong of violent, illegal activities. That is not the only accusation coming from Beijing these days. Some Chinese officials allege that the highly organized protesters in Hong Kong are being guided by U.S. spies. This theory is seeping into the highest levels of Hong Kong's own government. We learned this from a member of the city's executive council who spoke with The World's Patrick Nguyen.
Ronnie Tong is one of Hong Kong's top officials. He's advisor to Carrie Lam, the chief executive of the Chinese territory. He's also in touch with officials in Beijing. So I asked him, how do they view these protesters?
They think that it would be wrong to negotiate with terrorists.
Using the T word, terrorist, that is a big deal, because nobody wants to compromise with terrorists.
You know, I'm sure the American government would have adopt the same attitude. American government has always said that they refuse to negotiate with terrorists. And this is what is happening in Hong Kong.
And what is happening, as Beijing sees it, is these radicals are mysteriously guided by a foreign superpower. And Tong now seems to believe that as well.
The rioters are very well funded. The equipment's are first class, some say even better than the police. They have very good training, very good strategy.
You can see where he's heading with this.
If you go on the internet, people are being given precise instructions as to where to go, what to do, and how to do it. And I don't believe that that kind of organization is without direction from some powerful organization.
Now, some of that is just off. When it comes to equipment, Hong Kong's protesters wear Lycra running pants, gas masks from the hardware store. Some have Molotov cocktails. The riot police, they have RoboCop gear and loaded pistols and endless tear gas grenades. As for the internet, protesters do coordinate via apps and message boards, sort of a crowdsourced hive mind. But wouldn't it be weird if an uprising in one of Asia's most tech-savvy cities didn't use technology? Point blank, there's just no good evidence that this is some CIA scheme. And Tong admits that.
Obviously, I have no proof that there is American intervention into the affairs of Hong Kong.
But just the suspicion that homegrown radicals are backed by U.S. spies, that is taking this in an even darker direction. And to be fair, it isn't coming out of nowhere. Just imagine in some U.S. state, Americans marching, waving the Chinese flag, asking President Xi Jinping to back their revolution against their own government, and even singing the Chinese national anthem. Tong says the inverse of that is exactly what's happening in Hong Kong. So, of course, Chinese officials are alarmed.
Can you imagine what Beijing would think when they watch on television that you have people waving United States flags, going to the United States embassy to implore, you know, United States to intervene, calling for the liberation of Hong Kong? Can you imagine what, you know, a Beijing government would think?
Some protesters, not most, do wave U.S. flags, and there have been signs asking Donald Trump to assist their liberation.
If you start to invite the I wouldn't use the word enemy, but certainly the adversary of China to liberate Hong Kong, that torpedo any chance that we may have in obtaining true democracy in our lifetime.
The American flag wavers, I've talked to them on the streets, they say, yeah, we are trying to provoke U.S. politicians to intervene. And guess what? It's working.
I'd like to speak directly to the people of Hong Kong. America stands with you, and America will always support you.
That's a Republican senator from Texas, Michael McCaul, standing next to a veteran of Hong Kong's protest movement named Joshua Wong, on the floor of Congress. Also present, Nancy Pelosi.
In Congress, Democrats and Republicans, in the House and in the Senate, stand united with the people of Hong Kong.
They're pushing a bill in Congress to support the protest movement. It's already passed in the House. And for Hong Kong official Ronnie Tong, he says this is all part of a plan to demonize Beijing.
Any nation which is in trouble need a common enemy. And President Trump has done extremely successful in creating a common enemy in the form of China.
To be clear, when Hong Kong's government uses words like rioters and now terrorist, they're mostly talking about the ones flinging gasoline bombs, the hardcore set, who won't back off even when cops draw their pistols and have been gunned down. That happened as recently as Monday.
Day in, day out, I watch Hong Kong slowly but surely turning into a war zone.
But it's getting to the point where all Hong Kongers who fear losing their freedoms, and there are a lot, they're being lumped in as foreign-backed radicals too. Most will never throw a brick, never wave a U.S. flag. They're just horrified at the behavior of the police. The way Tong describes protesters, violent, unhinged, that's how protesters see the police. One activist, who asked that I conceal her name, told me this recently as riot cops closed in on us.
They've just gone crazy. I mean, look at the way they treat people. They've just lost their mind. There's no bottom line, no moral code, no nothing.
Yet within Hong Kong's government, Tong says, the police are seen as highly professional heroes.
Well, I think we have seen the most restrained police force in the world. I don't think a bit exaggerating to see that.
Now, Tong is actually an outlier on Hong Kong's executive council because he says there needs to be reconciliation with the protesters, even the extreme ones. But for Beijing to even consider that, he says, the protesters will first have to put down all those American flags.
If what they are aiming at is to fight for democracy in Hong Kong, that is precisely the wrong way of doing it.
For the world, Patrick Nguyen, Hong Kong.